Hilariously Melbourne. Choosing Fifi, Feb and Nick for your mornings is almost as easy as choosing the right electricity provider. Lumo has low electricity rates and is 100% Aussie owned. Join Lumo today.
We're out of isolation. The show's team, in fact, Fox, have been all isolating, and we got free yesterday, got our negative tests, and we're back in the studio, Nick and myself. Fev's at his beach house still. Josiah, he's in his apartment. And do you know what I have noticed, Fev and Nick? One thing that we can do for Josiah for Christmas is buy him some artwork.
Oh, thank you, Fee.
You're on your lounge room suite, and it looks fat. Oh, that's a comfy couch, but the wall behind you just needs a little brightening up.
I don't know what to get. It really does, and I'm a real perfectionist with that stuff, so I haven't nailed what artwork I want, but I do know I need some.
We'll go to Freedom or IKEA. We'll get you something.
Something tie-dye, I reckon. That's what you'd have on a wall.
But we're out now, Nick. Fev, what did you do? Well, first thing when you got your negative result yesterday, what did you do?
Well, Fev seems to be just living his same life. Would I be wrong
changed.
There, Fev?
Yeah, nothing's changed, mate.
Nothing changed. I got the thumbs up, so I got to leave the hotel.
So how many days in the hotel?
10.
Oh, man.
It was so good. And got home yesterday. My son, Charlie, very excited to see me. My wife handed me our newborn. Well, he's out of newborn. He's 3 months old. Max.
Yeah.
Max immediately smiled and then did a top five poo. Immediately. Like, I think he held on for 10 days. And then Charlie grabbed my hat, swung it around, and the brim of the hat hit him in the nose, and it bled everywhere.
Get out.
So within three seconds of being in the house.
So you got home and UFC'd him, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blood you and poo within it. 5 seconds. I go, get me back in the hotel. Someone, please. Wow. It was a nightmare.
How are you going, Fee? You good to be out?
I'm loving it. I didn't actually get to go out, though, yesterday. Oh, no, what I did. I because Mum obviously lives across the road, I got my negative test in the morning. Bang. And then I dropped the girls off and went for a walk. I just walked the streets.
Did you?
And I felt that feeling of, like, I just wanted to hug trees. I wanted to just, like,
oh, geez.
run on fences. I felt like, you know, Maria in The Sound of Music. I just wanted to run through the streets with my arms wide open.
Did you feel weird at all?
I realised what I had taken for granted.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. I'm a homebody, as you both know. I don't miss a social life, and I probably will continue. In actual fact, now that we're going to be free on Friday, I'm going to be home more because...
You don't want to go out.
I can't wait for everything to open up. I need to go back to gigs and get on a plane and just... And I can't sit inside. I don't like inside.
I just want to see what happens.
I'm not going anywhere.
Well, that's what I mean, because now we're going to go out and be free.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait a bit.
Like, I still don't want it, that thing.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I'd like to protect myself.
The unspoken.
The unspoken thing.
Ask old mate about it.
Who's old mate?
Me. It was fine. I had a couple. I got it very lucky. I had a couple of days where I lost my voice, and like I said before, felt like I had tonsillitis, even though I didn't have tonsils. That was where my first little concern. But then I was on the mend after that, so I think my immune system's all right. I looked after myself as well.
And what's incredible? So Josiah, you got a COVID positive, so you got COVID, and then obviously we all went into lockdown. The company SCA and Fox just did everything right by the book, and that's why we haven't been at work.
How clean is it in there, Boxy?
It's amazing.
They would have done it clean. It would have looked so good.
Obviously, there's not many of us in here still. Yeah. We've been highly cautious.
Well, I'm not allowed in there.
A great testament to being vaxxed. So we're all double vaxxed. And Josiah, we came into contact with him 2 weeks ago, and not one member of Fox FM got COVID. So just a testament to the vaccine there. That's phenomenal.
And it was tongue-kissed Mondays, and none of us got it, which is the insult.
But I was all over him, bro. I thought I'd get it for sure.
Well, you hugged Josiah.
Yeah. He hugged me.
I remember you were doing this weird tango with the phone. You were trying to steal it off him. You were basically in each other's faces, and you still didn't get it.
That was funny because that was the one day Fev and I were getting photos. We were filming each other. Yeah. We were hugging each other. Worried about you, Fev. I was worried about you, bro.
I was worried about my kids. So if anything had happened to that, you would have been a bit more worried than COVID. I'll give you the tip.
Well, ask the elevator that I got it off as well. That's who I'm blaming.
You're blaming an elevator.
What was an elevator?
I've got no idea, to be honest. There was a case in my building. That's the closest that I even know of someone I may have come in.
Do you get in the lift with people in your building?
Nah, I never had. That's what we... I was licking the buttons on the elevator. Okay. It could have been that.
So. Did you venture into any rooms?
Yeah.
No. Somewhere down level two or... Hey, you know how good work is. I'm not even... I rang up Mando yesterday and said I'm happy to come into work because geez. I want to leave and get... But I'm not allowed in there because of numbers.
Right.
Yeah. How bad's that?
It is bad.
You're such a contrarian. As soon as Amanda's like, stay at home, you go, nah, I'm coming in.
Yeah, coming in.
101.9 The Fox.
I don't want to bring the vibe down in here because we are getting out of lockdown, 11:59 p.m. Thursday night, but there's always something thrown in at the last minute. And a little bit of news this morning, breaking news, that is going to upset one of our team members a lot. I don't think it's going to be you, Fev. But
no, I know what it is, and definitely not me.
Fee, a member of your favourite band is leaving.
I open up my music box and what do I see?
Emma.
Yellow Wiggle, Emma Watkins quits the group, The Wiggles. She's out.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Hang on, what do you mean she's out?
She said she wants to spend more time at home. She's focusing on her study.
She wants to live. She can study on the side.
I don't know if you can.
What do you mean she's out? She can't. You can't get out of the Wiggles.
It's a, what do you mean?
Because you just
it's
can't.
It's not a gang. It's blood in, blood out.
Mate, Jeff left. Heaps of people have left.
Hang on. I'm just recalibrating because I don't. This isn't on the news. I read the news this morning. This is fake. Ha ha ha. Really.
Nah.
How does that go, Boxy, with like kids? Because they do change. Like, obviously, the Wiggles have changed a lot over the last, you know, decade. How do you explain that to Daisy?
I don't, because she's not leaving.
She's leaving.
She's not
After 11 years, 9 of them as the Yellow Wiggles. She's out.
She can't go. So the Wiggles without Emma. You've got
to
have Emma.
Well, it's happened before.
I know, but that was a whole cast shake-up other than Anthony. And we need Emma. I mean, I'm not kidding. Yesterday, I watched Emma, E-M-M-A, Emma, all day. We watched that many episodes of Emma. What happens? Her show's gone now too?
No, they're still there.
You're not having the Wiggles without Emma. Who could?
Do you throw your toys out?
I was messaging her on the weekend. I'm not kidding. Where's my phone? I was DMing Emma. She never mentioned this to me.
It's a bit creepy.
Well,
sliding into the Wiggles.
Like
maybe that's
family.
It. Maybe that's what pushed
maybe
her
that's
over
why
the edge.
She quit.
They're my family, the Wiggles. I live with the Wiggles. The Wiggles are in my house 24/7. Daisy's obsessed. I'm so confused. What's she focusing on? Is this
study.
A done deal?
And,
is this a done deal?
Yeah, done.
Change her. Ring her up. Talk her out of it.
Now that I know that, Fev, I think Fee's done it. I think she just sat at home on Sunday night and thought, geez, adults are messaging me about the Wiggles. Look, this is yuck. I've got to go.
This is the conversation I had with her on Saturday.
What did she write back? Is that her on the right? The one message to your seven?
Yeah, I did write a lot of it. She wrote me one message. I wrote lots back. Because I uploaded a photo of Trixie with Emma and she said, oh, that's so cute. And then...
You sent another three.
Yeah, then I just said, oh, hi, Emma.
I love
got
you.
Really all nervous.
Right. I love you. Please
Emma,
never leave.
Emma, you're the best. And then she said, she looks so gorgeous in the photos. Hope you are well. 2 yellow love hearts. Well, no, I'm not well, Emma. I didn't know. No. Of course I'm not well. You knew this was coming.
Right
you
back
didn't
now.
Me.
Why didn't you tell me?
I just
angry face.
I just... Hang on. Oh, is there more to this announcement? What are they doing without Emma?
They're replacing it with one of the new Wiggles.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like change. I don't like change. And you get your Emma's so important. I watch her and Lockie and I go, well, what could have been there? That's gone.
Oh,
like, it's all too depressing.
Is it another member of that band, Nick, that's replacing her? What, the boys?
The new Wiggles. What? The fruit seller band.
There's so much on Emma.
I know, but it'll be right.
No, but think about it, Nick. I mean...
I have, and I've moved on.
What about that song? Who's got the glasses? We've got the glasses. Who's got the glasses on? That's Emma. Emma's got the glasses on. Without glasses, there's no glasses in the band.
Good.
There's no E-M-M-A Emma.
Yeah.
What about a beautiful day? You don't have beautiful days without Emma Wiggle. This is a bad day, guys.
But it opens up new songs. No glasses. They can sing about 2020 vision.
I want to go to see the Wiggles live. Does that mean Emma's not doing any more live concerts?
I don't know.
Is that it done?
No, I think she's just out.
This show's done for me now. I'm done.
11 years, you said. 9 years as Emma. What colour was she before that?
She wasn't. It was Murray. No, it was Greg. Greg was the yellow Wiggle. Murray was the red.
See, and you moved on from that.
Do you know how many? Do you know how many Emma dolls I've got in the house?
I know. I've seen them.
Hold on, wow. They're going to be worth heaps. Big cash business for free.
eBay. eBay.
You're laughing. I don't want to talk anymore. This has flattened me. I was up and about.
Now you know how
ending.
I feel. 6:20.
Now I just feel sick.
Nick's wrecked the whole show this today.
Why did you tell me?
Good news, they need a new red-headed wiggle. I'm putting my hand up.
1019, The Fox.
I was reading about a family conundrum that is affecting a family. In fact, it's tearing them apart. An aunt bought her nephew a lottery ticket as a gift. And he, in fact, won the lottery. So he won a lot of money, undisclosed fee, but millions of dollars. And she contacted her sister, so the mother of the nephew, and said, look, he's got his education paid for. I don't think he's struggling, put it that way. And she said, I think he should give me 3/4 of the money because I bought the ticket.
I knew this was going to happen because I'm from a semi-bogan background. If you're getting a Tats Lotto ticket, that's a bogan move as a gift to give someone a Tats Lotto ticket. So if they win, you're definitely asking for a bit, which is also a bogan move.
Yes, no, so. I reckon that if you win, sometimes I get Tats Lotto tickets from, you know, elderly members of the family.
Yeah.
You give them some.
If you want a big lot, you give her some.
Yeah, 100%. And you give the family some. 100%.
Okay, this is interesting. I am now, on the back of that story, I'm now going to pose, a team hypothetical.
Hypotheticals, time for us to test the team. Let's ask a question and see what they say.
Now, this has happened. You may recall this was in the news a few years ago. Some workmates were in a syndicate where they kept buying every month or every week for about 10 years they'd bought tickets. And one of the guys forgot his money one week.
Yeah.
And that was the week that the team won. They won millions of dollars.
That was in Geelong, I reckon, Boxy.
It was somewhere quite
local. Geelong, I remember we did this. Yeah.
And I think he ended up suing them for the money because he believed he should get some.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking, Nick. That's just bad luck.
No.
Oh.
But you should give him some. If he's chipped in the whole time.
Well, here's the hypothetical. So the three of us, we have a syndicate where every week we're buying lotto tickets.
Yep.
Then let's say one week I don't have the cash and I go, guys, I'm just not going in this week. And then the following week you two win 80 mil.
Yep.
Are you splitting it three ways with me because I missed one week?
Well, it wouldn't happen anyway because if you missed one week because you didn't have the coin, I would have lent it to you. So you would have been in it.
Thank you, Fev. I appreciate that.
I was going to say that too.
Okay, well, here's another, hypothetical. Which one of us wouldn't have the money to pay that week? That's an awkward hypothetical. Let's go back to the original one.
Yeah, that's a weird.
We'd all split it. You'd have to. Yeah. You couldn't not. And you'd give it to the producers.
Although,
everyone would be in.
Fev,
we'd all win.
You're also someone, though, Fev, that thinks if you don't play in the grand final, you don't get a medal.
No, you don't.
So that's
interesting. Totally different.
Is it?
You think?
Yes, it is.
But it's a team effort all year long and then they miss out on the grand final?
You're playing in the grand final, which is a live event, and you're performing. So your performance is about the outcome.
Yes, I
Tats
like
Lotto
that.
Tats Lotto is not a performance. It's just chance. So if you're not in it, you're not in it.
Hey, this totally is a different. Great team bonding moment because I didn't know you'd say that. I love that if I missed a week in our syndicate, you'd still give me a third of the
I'd
cash.
Say that.
Thank you. Oh,
yeah,
I
you have
this.
To. There's something about, especially if they've done it for a long time together.
Yeah.
Like if it was just a one-off and you didn't chip in and then you wanted a cut of the 80 mil. Absolutely
But if Nick
not.
Didn't chip in, he's only been here for a year, so I don't know if any cuts it or not.
Is it?
We've been doing it for 6 years.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
The great news that I think we're sort of still celebrating, even though we're still in lockdown, is 11:59 on Thursday evening. We're out, guys.
I'm pumped.
No more curfew. You can leave home for any reason.
Yep.
You can go and get your hair done, your nails. I think it's your nails. Is beauty opening? I still haven't got clarification on that. But
for five people, maybe.
Gyms isn't open either. And the gym junkies haven't fired up yet. Usually they're very vocal.
Yeah.
But something that's not going to happen, guys, the Boulevard Christmas lights in Ivanhoe. They're not happening. That's the second year they're cancelling.
Why?
That? Well, the Banyule Council have said it can't go ahead because of the potential risk of there's obviously a lot of pedestrians, a lot of traffic, and it's just a little bit could be a little hot spot for COVID.
Well, they wouldn't be able to tell who's an anti-vaxxer and who's not because they're all walking the streets. You can't have Q codes around the light poles, can you?
No.
That's a good idea. It's smart.
But you see, I have...
Yeah, you can have QR codes. You've got to sign in at the park. Different parks that I take my kids to. You've always got to find the code.
There's not 100,000 people at the park.
Oh, I reckon some Saturdays they're pushing it. Parents need to get out.
Mate, that Ivanhoe Boulevard is packed, man. So many people.
But you know, whenever I've done it, we just stay in the car. Oh, no, we do get out, actually.
Yeah, get out.
But what if they just made people stay in the car? Just don't get out. Just keep driving through because it's just so nice for the kids to see all those lights. Look, they're not saying that people won't still do the lights, though. There may be a little loophole here. They're saying that they will not provide traffic management, the program entertainment and the event infrastructure.
Just do it anyway.
So the residents may just do it.
Yeah, of course. But they can't have you not put up the lights.
No, yeah, you can do whatever you want to your house.
If you have to drive box or you not get out your car, it'll be like when you go on like a merry-go-round, one of those big, like the eye. Ferris wheel. And you're like, oh, I just want to get out. Because if you're in a car, you'd be like, you have to sit, look at the same house for like 10 minutes. Imagine the traffic.
I know. The traffic's bad through there. Do you know what I've always wondered about that street? Like, imagine if you bought into that street not knowing. Because when you buy real estate, they might... Yeah, and you decided, I'm not spending a fortune on Christmas decorations, but would everyone look at you as like a Scrooge? Like, old mate, moved in, won't put up lights? Like,
I've never actually been to this street that you're talking about.
Oh, what?
I just remember growing up in Hoppers, there was one house that went all in. So everyone would go to that one place. But a whole street, it's a lot of pressure.
Do you know what? There's actually, because I do love that, the boulevard, but there's actually another street in Templestowe, and I can't remember what street it is, and other people may know what it is. It's near the roundabout or off Reynolds Road. I think it's Reynolds or Stinton's in Templestowe.
I don't know that area. But
there's a great street there. They have like snow machines and...
They have food vans and stuff.
Not as busy. It's not as busy as the boulevard.
It's like the best. It's like a fete.
But it's the same...
Yeah, so all the houses do Christmas lights.
They're different. All the same, aren't they?
No,
you're a Grinch.
It's next level.
Mr. Grinch over here.
Porter Street, sorry. Who knew that? Leon, did you know that? Porter Street, Templestowe.
I just Googled it.
Oh, thank you. Good
Googling.
We've
just blown up their spot. Sorry to anyone in Porter Street, Templestowe. Sending all the traffic your way.
Think of the positive though, guys. Mm-hmm. 2 years no lights. Imagine next year with all the money they've saved. Ooh, they can go all out.
How will they save money though?
Because they haven't spent it.
But they'll already aren't the lights just in a box in the garage?
No, they buy new ones and they recreate. It's not the same. Yeah, they spent a fortune.
Okay, you keep saying
power, saving the globe.
You keep saying think of the positives, Fev. That's why they're not doing it. Because of the possible positives.
1019 The Fox.
Now, guys, last week, I've been watching a bit of Instagram lately. I've been on as we've been in lockdown, because we've been in lockdown for 13 days. There's nothing else to do. So you scroll through when you wake up early in the morning, all throughout the day. And I saw that, you know, Bailey Smith, who is an AFL player, you know, he went from about 100,000 followers in 2 weeks to 344,000. He just went up and up and up. Then I looked at my stats and I thought, because he's been posting a lot of pictures of his abs. He's got amazing abs. He's ripped up. And I thought, looked at mine, and I haven't moved from 269,000 for about 3 months. I've just been sitting there. Have not moved one bit. And I thought, how do I get more interaction and get some more followers? So I thought to myself, I will sabotage myself. Post a picture of me with Harry High Pants, top off, looking fat. I might get a little bit of love and people
Bailey
will tag
Smith.
People. Yeah, trying to, you know, just go to the opposite. Now, I seeped followers. I lost 500 followers in a day. Wow. I went under 269,000. I went backwards to 268,000. What the hell?
The silent fat shaming, you reckon?
Yeah, I fat shamed myself and people just didn't like it. They got off.
No.
They jumped ship, Boxy.
You don't know that it was that. Like, was it that day that they disappeared?
It was that, mate. I literally have been looking at my... I'm like, I just haven't moved. From 269... I haven't moved for, like, months.
But you're not...
Exactly the same.
Just so you know, but that's a lot... That's most people. So what happened with Bailey Smith was before the grand final, just people didn't know who he was, and then suddenly, you know, the Bulldogs were front and centre.
Yeah.
And Bailey Smith's found himself in the gossip pages, and then everyone wants to check out this
hot
guy.
I've been there.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. You've had your bit. So you've had your Brendan Favola's amazing, let's follow him.
It just happened to be the MySpace days.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're crunching him on MySpace. Bailey Smith has got nothing on the Fevolution.
You're just plateauing, my friend. And plateauing's fine. That's what you do in life. You plateau.
Then I started my TikTok page. So then I put my TikTok page. So I've done a few TikToks. Had my daughter cooking up a nice little number in the lab. And everyone thought that she was cooking up meth. But it was actually a TikTok
Squid Game
Rage challenge about Squid Games with the honeycomb.
I
started that up, and then I connected it to my Instagram as well.
Yeah.
And then I seeped another 110 followers.
Oh, no. You're stop posting. Just stop posting.
I think that's what I've got to do.
Just sit tight.
I've got every plate. I've got to post that crap.
Well, that that
that might be a problem.
By the way, what did the people expect, Fev? Your last however many posts, it's always you at a barbecue, you with a beer, you eating chocolates. What did they expect the shirtless pic to be?
Well, I agree. I thought they would go, this is hilarious. Give them a follow.
Don't question yourself, Fev. You just play on. You be you. Do you, boo.
I might have to...
Oh, what? Oh, pardon?
You just call me Boo?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to start an OnlyFans page just for Fifi.
I've never seen someone cover their face like, what just came out of my mouth? And there wasn't even swearing or anything.
Okay,
you boo.
I boo you too.
I'm sorry.
1019, The Fox.
Let's have a bit of fun. Celebrity Apprentice, the cast was announced. There's a bit of... I'm noticing with reality television shows, particularly the celebrity versions at the moment, there is a bit of who the, what the, like the new SAS that's coming
up. Scraping the bottom.
We're not sure who half of them are.
Well, what happens? Surely it's like The Voice or any of those, where it's like you just run out of talent. Yeah,
of course. I got
asked to do it, Boxy.
I know, Fev. And you see, what I happened? Think you would win this.
Oh, what happened? I probably asked for too much. And I had to be in Sydney for 9 weeks. And it was either that or Dance with the Stars, with the celebrity Dance with Stars coming up, which Boxy was involved in earlier in the year, but then work wouldn't let me do that, so I didn't do either.
But it was because of lockdown, they wouldn't let me do it.
They'd probably knock back your idea of just getting the whole team in on a punting syndicate. It's an actual business plan we need.
I reckon you would smash this. In actual fact, Fev, if you'd been in this, I think you'd be the...
Might have been too overqualified by the sounds of it.
Well, we're going to have some fun. Now, we've just said on 13 10 60, call in. This is just a little bit of fun. We've got a list here of a lot of these celebrities. Now,
I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, this is great.
I haven't seen them either.
Oh, this is good. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I saw the photo yesterday and I really struggled. Like, when I'm looking at some of these names, I go, well, I know that name. But let's just see. Vanessa from Point Cook. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thanks for playing, Vanessa, because, I mean, there's no prize here. We just want to see whether or not you know these celebrities.
Yeah.
It's a real test of what celebrity means in Australia. I'm going to put forward this name and can you tell me if you know this person? Jared Scott.
Is that a footballer?
It's not a footballer. No. Look at this.
I don't even know
to
who it
Nick.
Is.
Good. Any idea?
Jared Scott.
Was he on Bachelorette?
I was going to Love Island.
Guys, Love Island. Vanessa, you'll be kicking yourself. The face of Givenchy, an international model. How did we not know that?
God.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, no, Vanessa, don't you be sorry. You did everything right.
If I was ever on Hard Quiz, mine was going to be international male models, but obviously I've failed.
Ned in Belgrave. Hey, Ned.
Ned.
Hey, how's it going?
Great name, Ned. Yeah.
Great
love that.
Name.
Good boy's name. Isn't it?
Now, Ned, if I said this name to you, because another celebrity, and I will point that out, we are talking celebrities on Celebrity Apprentice. Are you familiar with Beck Zemek?
Nah. Did you say Jeff Fennick, or was that...
Now that's a celebrity.
Good on you, Ned.
No, Beck Zemek. Any idea, Nick Fev? Beck Zemek.
Love Island.
No, close.
Nah.
Bachelor.
In the right area.
Farmer wants a wife.
No, keep going. Come on, another big one.
Fev, I don't know these shows.
The Biggest Loser.
No, she was a maths controversial bride and socialite. Beck Zemek. Never heard
Beck,
of her.
Beck, no.
So Vanessa and Ned, I think you're winning, but you, no one's gotten any of these right. Heidi in Moonee Ponds. Hi, Heidi.
Hello.
We're testing celebrities.
Okay.
Heidi, do you know who? Oh gosh, I should have checked this. Alani Vunakesi is.
Sorry?
Aloni. Oh, man. Aloni. It's a bit on me at the moment here because I'm not sure. I mean, pronunciation's not my strong point. Aloni Vunakesi.
No idea at all.
Soccer player.
No, but.
Rugby league.
Yes, correct. It's an NRL star. So, and also been on Ninja Warrior, so a former reality star of sorts. But Heidi, again, that's not on
you. I get this, Boxy. Wow. I know why I didn't get the gig. I asked for the whole cast pay for one person. Yeah.
Can I do one more? Deanna in Cranbourne. Where's are you there,
so,
Deanna?
So far we've got...
Yeah, hey.
Oh, Deanna, I think this... Fev, you would have won easily because you're up against a leaguey and a socialite for like business
and a model.
Planning.
Oh, yeah, I'm better looking.
We're none from none at the moment, Deanna. The celebrities on Celebrity Apprentice aren't necessarily celebrities based on our research. But finally, do you know who Carla from Bankstown is?
Oh, reality. She's on Instagram.
I'm going to take that.
Bang.
Yes.
So,
hold on.
I don't know.
Hold on. Pretty. That's a pretty far-fetched get to just say they're on Instagram. <You're
right. laughs> Yeah. What is she famous? I've heard that
social
before.
Social media sensation. I think it's a. She's the claims to be in a hoax version of the secretary of the former of Gladys Berejiklian. Is that right,
yes.
Leon? She does sort of.
I've never heard of her.
No,
don't,
either have I.
Mate,
think,
she's got an OnlyFans page, doesn't she?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think she's a pretend assistant or secretary to Gladys Berejiklian. But anyway, that's Carla from Bankstown. What a lineup.
Is there any actual celebs in there?
I'll
I know Vince Colosimo's in there. He's a
Turia Pitt, and I hope she wins. She's wonderful.
Yes, she's
an incredible woman.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Bronte Campbell, again, I want Campbell, dual Olympic gold medalist. She's up there. Benji Marshall, I know him, and he's a West Tigers NRL player.
Yeah. Hey, what do you reckon, Boxy, if you're like... You're a celeb. Fifi Box rolls in there. How do you think those people like a Vince Colosimo, Benji Marshall, Kate Campbell, and they look at those other people, do they think they're runners or do they think they're part of the show?
Well, I hope they include the scenes where they look at each other and go, I have no idea who you are.
Yeah, oh, that's the best.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, I did say before we played that wonderful song that there is a word that we may be saying wrong. And I'm not sure. I want to get your opinion on this. So, Jamie Lee Curtis, amazing actress. I love her.
I watched Halloween
when
I was in ISO. Yeah, because my wife hates horror movies.
So do I.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, awful.
Now, you're about to talk about how to pronounce words. Do you want my opinion or do you want Nick's opinion?
I actually do want yours too, So, Jamie Lee Curtis is plugging her new movie, Halloween Kills. So, it's the 30 years later, maybe?
Still around Michael Myers.
Who's that?
Is the killer in Halloween.
The real Michael Myers?
I want to watch it.
What, from Austin Powers?
That would ruin the show.
Do you mean Michael Myers from Austin Powers, Michael Myers?
No, the character. Michael Myers. The white mask.
Oh, I don't know anything about this movie.
No. I know. Because you don't know who that is. I understand.
But anyway, she's on the publicity trail. So she's doing lots of interviews. And obviously she's been... these actresses, and I used to do a lot of these junkets, and that, you know that they've been briefed by a publicist. So a publicist would have said, look, when someone asks you about the movie... just this is your blurb. And obviously they wanted her to get the word trauma in. So it's a past trauma. So you're going to hear her say that word a lot. And tell me if you can pick up on a difference in the way Jamie Lee Curtis says trauma opposed to the way we say it.
It's a movie about trauma.
It's a movie about trauma.
And the movie is about trauma. The 2018 movie obviously was a movie about trauma.
The whole last movie was a study in trauma.
It's a lot about... Rage and trauma colliding.
Trauma and evil meeting. They made a movie about female trauma.
Is there an L? Did I miss the L? Trauma. Is she saying trauma?
No, trauma. She's saying trauma.
She's
trauma.
She's not saying trauma. And I don't think she's
trauma.
I think an American would say trauma.
She's dropping the R.
And she's popped in an L, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Trauma.
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 Is it, have I...
Laurel.
It does trauma. Have moral vibes, doesn't it?
See, we almost need an American to... Because I don't even think that's just an accent interpretation.
Do you think it's
that
a word...
I didn't even say mum right.
M-O-M. Mom. Trauma.
Trauma.
Do you think it's one of those words, though, she said it so much, it's stuck in her head? You know, occasionally you just get a word stuck in, you go, this doesn't make sense. She's just had to say trauma so much.
Trauma.
It's become traumatic.
I was thinking, has a publicist briefed her and she mistook the word and she thought they said trauma?
She missed what?
Mistook the word? Mistook? I'm happy with that. What happened?
Put a D in there?
Did I put... Mistook?
Mistook?
Mistook.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
But what? What's the word you think I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say mistook.
Trauma.
As in the past
trauma.
Tense. The past tense of mistake.
Isn't it mistook?
Mistook. Leon?
What did you say?
Oh, it sounded like you said mistook.
Mistook or something? What is that?
Mistook? Why would I say mistook?
Bring the appointments forward so we can get vaccinated and let out tomorrow, maybe. We've got to get
Hilariously out. Melbourne. Fifi, Bev and Nick are powered by Lumo Energy. Join for the low electricity rates. Stay to win free electricity credits in the ultimate power draw. Join Australian-owned Lumo today. 101.